Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rodney Routon of Sunrise Helpers Service Dogs in Wellman.
Tell me about when you started this service, when you started training service dogs.
I retired here 3 years ago, and so what I wanted to do in my retirement was to do this. I didn't want to sit around and get old and crotchety. Listen to the news like some people do.
Yeah.
So, and I'd been involved involved in search and rescue. Betty and I were involved with search and rescue, and Belle was too, the dog there. There were search and rescue dogs, and I just couldn't physically do that anymore. It's very physical, and I love that work, and we helped find some people, and it's a very beautiful thing to be part of, but I just can't do that anymore. So,
yeah.
So that's what I wanted to do in my retirement. Is to, because I have PTSD, and Betty helped me a lot. And so I felt like I wanted to get a female and train her to, invest her to, and then just a small drop in the bucket because we're small, but to help people get service dogs because they're hard to get. And that's what I wanted to do in my retirement and call it Sunrise Helpers, service dogs. That all came to me in a vision early one morning with Betty out in the field. Walk, seeing the sunrise. And so that's what we're doing in our retirement.
So what kind of dogs do you typically train? What breed is it?
When I was in search and rescue and when I was younger, I've trained almost all kinds of dogs, almost really all kinds of dogs. But what we train, you can see they're all cream-colored labs. They're Lancas, our dogs here. You can see them. They're Lancas labs, L-A-N-K-A-S. That's a championship line of Labrador Retrievers, and they're really great as service dogs and search and rescue dogs, and they're thinner than English dogs, English Labs, and American Labs. You can see they're a little thinner, and they're taller, and they're very muscular. And I like the light-colored ones. I chose Labs because of their demeanor for the kind of people that get our service dogs, because Labs are really good for people with emotional or mental or physical disabilities. They're good with families and children and people and animals. So personally, I like Labs because I've trained a lot of different dogs, and I like training Labs best because they're easiest to train, actually. And it's like their demeanor. And we like the light-colored ones. And you'll find all colors of service dogs. But I like the light-colored ones because, like, see, Betty's my service dog there. And he was checking in with me as soon as I came back here. But I can see his eyes and his face, and a lot of their alerts are communicated visually with me because we're out in public places, sometimes very formal, so I can't be having him do audible alerts yet. He does visual inaudible alerts most of the time with me. So it's very important to see his eyes. And so a person that's disabled, it's very important to see their service dog's face. And with a darker dog, so I love chocolate labs and darker dogs, you lose the face. Can't see it. And at night, you lose the whole dang dog. In the dark, you can't even see the dog. And that's real important for a person that's disabled or challenged to be able to see their dog. And if there's any ambient light whatsoever outside, these guys are very visible. Yeah. So that's why we raise the cream-colored labs. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes. and when was the last time you had puppies here that they bred?
We had puppies over Christmas, and all of them went, that bunch, the one went to Colorado, and one went to WCDC.
Yeah, I saw Sally did a story about that. I saw a picture of the puppy. He's so cute.
Yeah, and his name is Duke, and the people there love him, and he's already doing really well.
That's good.
And we've been there with these guys, too, and they love them. And one of them went to Kansas, going to be a search and rescue dog. And
two went to Kansas.
Yeah, that's right. Two went to Kansas, and one is with a veteran down there that has lots of limb issues and PTSD, tried to take his life several times. And I get cracked up sometimes, so. And he's doing really well. But, you know, 22 veterans take their life a day, every single day. And having a dog helps. Training a dog helps.
How often do you really get puppies per year?
Most breeders will breed their dogs every 6 months. They come into ovulation every 6 months.
Yeah.
And, or we say often say their window is open, Every 6 months, we don't do that. I don't believe in that. I don't want to argue or make anybody else feel bad that does that, because there's all kinds of argumentation for both sides. But I don't feel like, personally, I don't feel like that's the best for the female. It's not best for Belle. And I'm not going to push her every 6 months. Even when we have a waiting list, and it would be, so we do it every year, year and a half. But even as it comes around to have them mate, if she doesn't want to, I don't force her. Breeders will hold them. The females are tying. I don't do either of those. If she doesn't want to, we don't have puppies. And we follow our biorhythms here.
Yeah.
It's all natural.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rodney Rowden of Sunrise Helper Service Dogs. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.